later.
Time for a beer and a Ruby Murray.
Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it up the Khyber Pass.
Liberace.
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bollocks?
Okay, this is I need to preface this one, Rob. Could really bend some, warp some heads, this one, couldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
All right. We're ready now.
Well, it's quite weird. I actually came in this morning and I said to Sarah, I'm doing Time Travellers today. And she went, oh, my God, Mikey was talking about that on Friday.
I wasn't talking about it.
You were watching it.
I was cruising the net, trying to, while we were supposed to be doing Breakfast Club, looking at Time Travel stuff.
I catch you on YouTube. Time travel exists. Proof in this video.
I was also looking up Debunked as well.
That's you broadcaster. You want to see both sides of the story.
Absolutely. You know, fair and balanced.
On YouTube videos.
Time travel.
The story that got me is the story about Noah, who was on Apex TV, which is a YouTube thing. They do the paranormal stuff. They claim they've got 5 photos of Grim Reapers, so straight away you know it's legitimate.
Five
photographs of Grim Reapers.
You'd be happy if you really believe that they were the real photos of the Grim Reaper. You'd be happy with one or two, wouldn't you?
Get
some good angles there. No?
Well, I'm actually going to swap these. I'll swap these for a photograph of a Sasquatch.
Yeah.
But anyway, they sat him down and they actually said to him, they asked him one question. They said, are you an actual time traveller from the year 2030? And he responded with yes. And this big true flashing
up in
green.
He's on a lie detector, right? He's on a supposed lie detector.
Although you never saw it, you didn't see the actual results, but this big true appeared flashing behind him.
See, I'm going to stop you there. So the way lie detectors work, right?
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Hello. If you have grand delusions and you believe what you're saying to be true,
yep,
then aren't you going to give a positive on a lie detector?
I'll say yes, and right, I hope I get away with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, also, they don't have a big sign that comes up going, true, 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 false, false, false.
A neon.
It's basically just it's a needle on a graph. Sort of,
yeah. Yeah, okay. Jeremy Kyle reckons they're really good.
Oh, mate, I'm sure he does.
So, you know, if it's good enough for Jeremy.
Maybe the daytime TV.
Yeah. Do you know what? Whenever I get homesick, I watch that and think, thank God I'm here. Yeah. I used to live on an estate with a lot of people that are like that.
Lucky.
When I would come home from school and you'd watch Jeremy Kyle and Rachel Ray and kind of go, what is the rest of the world?
Yeah, I'm so lucky I'm here. But anyway, this... Noah actually appeared on a Sydney radio station last week, a Sydney K11S.
Kylan
106.5. And he predicted. Oh, yeah, just one other thing. When he was on this TV show, his face had been pixelated, so you couldn't see who he was.
Of course, of course.
But then, so straight away you go, oh, yeah, well, actually, I know that guy. He's who lives down my street.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know,
start fingering all sorts of people as being time travellers.
Yeah.
It was you. Well, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. Wow, it looked a bit like you.
Yeah.
You got a mauve shirt or whatever colour shirt you had on.
So anyway, he was on this radio show and they said, give us some predictions. And he said a 21-year-old female will become president in 2030 and her name is Ilana Remeke and she's the granddaughter of Martin Luther King Jr.
Right. Now that's so he didn't have anything a little closer to a little bit more sort of tomorrow or the next day.
Well, they said, well, you have to be a certain age to be like president, and they said, oh no, well, she changes the law, or so they change the law so they can.
Yeah,
do
see,
it.
See, that's strange. It's whoever. Let's assume that he's a charlatan, a fraud.
Yeah.
Shall we? And just for the purpose of argument, and that's a lot of thoughts gone into that. That's a very careful thing to.
Well, as we were saying off air,
it'd be really easy just to say it's the
if
same.
If I was going to do it, I'd find out what was happening in a week's time.
Yeah,
like what, you know, some sort of event.
But then what happens? Then how do you sort of?
But don't you,
once you, no one has been that. It's like you'd like be ET. Everyone would be out there.
Surely, if you're a time traveler, you just keep it to yourself. You put a massive bet.
Could you though?
A massive bet on a football game that you know the result of already, and then you buy yourself a nice house and just chill.
That's like Back to the Future, isn't it?
Yeah,
the movie Back to the Future.
Yeah. That's a time travel movie, yes.
but they said to him, like, what's going to happen after President Trump?
How old was this dude?
Oh, he's in his 20s. He reckons he takes tablets.
That's right, he takes tablets he's actually in his 50s or something like that.
To slow his aging down because he reckons time travelling will really, really age you. So he takes these tablets to stay young.
What's in the tablets?
I don't know.
Something makes you think you're a time traveler.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they cost like $30
each. Listen to us, though. We're so keen. We're so quick to dismiss this, aren't we? Weirder things have happened.
But, it's because we're slightly jealous as
but,
well.
But they said, what's going to happen after Trump? And he said he can't say because Trump does something really bad.
Go on. Just say.
Yeah. He also claims humans will reach Mars in 2028. That is when time travelling is open to the public. He said it's been going since 2002, but that's just secret societies and organisations have been doing it.
So forward and backwards?
Yes. He reckons he's risked his life to travel back in time and tell us all about it, and he's not...
Well, he's not really telling us all about it, is he?
No. Nah. Well... He is. Well, the thing is, we've got to wait until 2028.
Is he prepared to do another...
No, that was it. It was a one-off.
Shonky old lie detector test, a pixelated face, a call to an Australian breakfast show.
But the thing is, right, which...
Any BFM listener could do that.
I started looking at time travel and I got Doctor Who come up first, which I thought was really good. But there's this bloke, Andrew Bisaggio. Now, he is a superstar of time travel without a doubt. And now, according to him, between 1962 and 72, the US government ran a clandestine operation called Project Pegasus, which led to a successful development of a number of highly advanced technologies allowing for physical time travel, holographic and time travel. And he reckons it was CIA and DARPA, which is the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency.
Right, the ones who couldn't predict 9/11 happening.
Yeah, right. He reckons that they've used it to contact former presidents, to teleport to Mars, and maintain a rapport with extraterrestrial entities.
Hello, sir. Can you hear us?
Yeah.
You don't remember where we left the key to the vault in the Oval Office, do you?
But he reckons since he was a child.
Teleport to where?
Mars.
Blimey, Mars, eh?
He reckons when he was at like 9 or 10, he was selected from a group of physically gifted children to become a time-travelling liaison who would go on to meet historical figures such as...
Who's he met so far?
Abraham Lincoln, George Washington and Jesus. The thing is, right, I was thinking about this.
So only Western culture famous people, right.
The thing, well, straight away, if he'd gone back to Jesus times, he's a white geezer, right? He's a 9-year-old boy. He can't speak the language. If you was going to send someone back in time, why would you send a 9-year-old?
Now, would Jesus would know, wouldn't he? Because he's Jesus.
Oh, yeah, but he doesn't exist either, so that's the real...
For
opinion.
For argument's sake, let's say that he did feed all those people with those fish and then bread.
I got a theory about that. Right. I reckon he was a market troll. When I used to work the markets, I never used to have everything on my table. I'd hide some of it. If you put everything on the table, people won't pay any attention. But if you only got 2 pairs of sunglasses, they go, oh, I'll buy those. But if you have 50 pairs...
Really?
Yeah. It's like you play with people's minds, and I reckon that's what Jesus done.
Just an old sort of barrow merchant.
Yeah. He was barrow boy. Jesus was barrow boy.
Two loaves of bread. Oh, how are we going to feed everyone? God, I don't know how it's going to say God, would you? I don't know what's going to happen.
He had a trailer load of it. But anyway, I've gone completely off thing here. But please check this geezer out because there is a photograph. Of him, there's.
We want to know about the technology.
Well, he reckons it's got a Tesla. They found a whole load of stuff in Tesla's apartment in 1943 after he died.
Yeah.
And from that, they built a chamber where people could jump into different times and places, but they never explain how they got back.
And what do you have to wear? Just you can't wear shorts and a t-shirt, or
oh no, you dress like in the style.
Oh my god,
of the era.
But you wouldn't want to get that wrong, would you?
No.
Poppins against the Abraham Lincoln, and you're wearing something,
well,
a tracksuit or
something
like that.
There's a very famous photograph, he reckons it's him, of that speech.
And I've seen that photograph, yeah, actually. And there's, yeah, a guy in the, yeah, that's really weird.
And
that
they reckon it's
that
him.
Is really, really weird. Yeah. Yeah, okay, still. Well,
I mean, it's like we were saying before, I want this to be true, but it's not.
I'd like to know if any BFM listeners out there
really are
sold on the fact that there are time travellers in the.
But it's like, how do you do it? How do you actually, like, you've got to bend time and do all sorts of stuff?
It might be really easy. We think we know everything, but we don't.
I think you're just getting a police box, police call phone box. And, yeah. And you go, ooh, like that. But there you go. Ooh, like them wibbly wobbly things.
That's what, exactly what you look like, actually.
No, Sarah actually said that once.
Well, they call those things outside tyre shops and go,
yeah, thanks.
Breezy geezers.
Breezy geezers.
But also, this is the bit that really got me. He reckons at the same time he was doing it, Barack Obama was part of the same time travel program.
Right, so he's one of these gifted fellows too, who takes pills to keep young.
Although he went by the name of Barry Sotero. Barry Sotero.
Barry does sound like a futuristic name.
And he was transported to Mars when he was 19 and he communicated with Martian animals and extraterrestrials living on the red planet.
Which animals?
Martian animals.
Right.
I don't know what a Martian animal is.
Oh, me neither.
But they reckon they've gone back in the past and they've seen every president that was going to become president and said, right, you will be president. Now, that falls over because if they'd said to Trump, you're going to be president, we've come from the future to tell you, no way would he not say something about it.
That's a good point. Someone's texting her, she's 21 and 2030, which is Martin Luther King's great-granddaughter.
She should be alive now.
So she should be alive now.
Yeah.
Does she exist? She obviously does exist.
Well, can you check it out for me?
I can't. I'm playing this.
Okay.
There is the theory of the Mobius.
Oh, they also reckon they got photographic evidence as well of Barack Obama on Mars.
Where time becomes a loop. 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 Where time becomes a loop.
So the mystery remains unanswered, Rob.
It's like I want it to be true. I want Sasquatches to be real. I want, you know, Loch Ness Monster to be real, but they're not. And this isn't.
Oh, my goodness. Where are they?
Exactly. We'll talk about that three weeks ago.
How's about what we were talking about in 2 weeks? That was awesome, eh?
Yeah, it was brilliant. Where time becomes a loop.
Can you, Adam and Eva, with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone her sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.